Welcome to the Leadership Boost.
Leadership Boost.
Boosting your leadership into high performance. With your host, Sean Smith. Updating you with the points and principles to sharpen your skill so you can make a difference and have an impact in whatever leadership role you find yourself in right now. Forget the fluff and get the stuff with Sean.
Hello. So we are on the Leadership Boost podcast, and welcome to this episode. True leadership lies in guiding others to success, ensuring that everyone is able to and is performing at their best, doing the work they are pledged to do, fulfilling their functions well. True leadership is the ability to get extraordinary achievement from ordinary people. Jim Rohn said that. Everyone can rise above their circumstances and achieve success if they are dedicated to and passionate about what they do. We're talking about boosting your leadership into high performance, but we can be so focused on how we interact with others that we forget to focus on the things that we must do to make us successful in our role and our function and in our career. So what do you need to focus on? Is it modeling your values? Is it leading in customer focus or being customer centric? Is it being more service focused? Not to the client, but actually to your staff and your team. I mean, are you facilitating a service orientation where you are supporting them in doing what they do? Is it maybe being strategic or strategy implementation? Or is it communication, not just in written, but speaking or vice versa? And is it, or could it be, just being innovative or creative or being a strategic thinker? Something that often leaders forget is an essential element. So focusing on the few key success factors for your career as a leader gives you clarity on where to spend your time and energy and what you communicate to your team. We're talking clarity of communication. This is so that you can speak simply and powerfully. We've looked at what your organization must do well to succeed in its market, but just as importantly is what must you do to succeed in your role and your function? It's not the same for everyone, but clarity for you keeps that chaos and frustration out. It, of course, doesn't mean you don't do anything else. It just means you know what you must do to succeed. Focus on 3 to 5 things. It means you're focused on doing what matters most as priority and not habitually doing more than is necessary that will distract you and keep you from doing the essential to make you effective and to boost you into high performance. You need to understand that leadership is different, and what made you successful in the past as an individual isn't necessarily the same as what you need to succeed in leading others to success. Kathy Caprino said, assuming a leadership role is a powerful responsibility that needs to be taken very seriously. You need to commit to your growth as a leader as much as to the success of your team and your organization. In your leadership, you are impacting not only the jobs and careers of your team and your employees or your staff, but also their lives and trajectories in a far deeper and long-lasting way than you ever imagined. And how true that is as a leader, when you're an individual, you're focused on your success. But when you become a leader, then you're focused on their success. When you're a leader, it's about how you can perform, but when you're alone, sorry, when you're an individual, it's about how you perform, but when you're a leader, it's how we perform. And so the focus of the Leadership Boost is just that, is how to lead in a way that brings, with the right mindset, with the right heart, with the right spirit, with the right attitude, with the right skills, that you can bring others into that same place with you, that you can bring your team, your company, your business into high performance. You know, as an entrepreneur, you have to lead your stakeholders. It's not just about leading you. It's not just about leading your team. You may not even have a team, but it's about leading all your stakeholders. You have to lead and influence your suppliers, your clients, your customers. You have to lead everybody that's involved in your business. You have to lead them all. And you can lead everybody by implementing the principles, by having clear communication, clear strategy, clear alignment. You actually can lead everybody into high performance with you. So jump on a call with me. Go to Sean's Leadership Mentoring on Facebook.com. Sean's Leadership Mentoring. It's my Facebook page. Button at the top says book now. Book me. Go to my calendar. Set an appointment. Let's have a chat. Let's have a talk. Let's have a phone call. I'll call you. And let's have a call about where your leadership is right now. Let's talk about, are you drilled down into these areas, knowing what are the elements, what are the things that make you successful as a leader? What do you need to focus on? What do you need to focus on to be successful as a leader in your career, in your function, and in your business? Let's talk about it. Give me a call. That's what I do. I'd love to have a chat with you, and let's see where the adjustments are that can be made for you to boost your leadership into high performance. Thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Sean, over and out.